This week's parasha begins with Pinchas getting the brith shalom. An eternity of kahuna. Because of his act of kanos in last week's parasha. The concept of a kanoi and kanos is very interesting in halacha. Rashi in last week's parasha brought down that Moshe and Aaron were standing there and crying, and Pinchas comes running over and says, "What are you crying? Didn't you teach us that if someone has relations with a non-Jewish, a kanoi is to kill him?" So they said, "You're right. And since you're the one that brought us this, you're the one to fulfill it." So he goes and kills them and saves Klal Yisrael. If you look for the halacha of kanoim pogimbo in the Shulchan Aruch, you will and won't find it. One may claim that he was trying to dodge the censors. I'm not convinced. But the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it is very interesting. It does not say kanoim pogim bo. It says, lo pogu bo kanoim. What happens in a case of someone who had relations with a non-Jew and the kanoim didn't kill him? And then it goes on and says all the terrible things that Yeshayahu HaNavi said about the person. I don't think the issue was the censor. Lo pagubo kanoim was bad enough. The issue is something else. The halacha is, if someone comes and asks, "I have a shaila, I just witnessed something terrible, what is the halacha?" We don't tell him, "Go kill." Well, certainly not today. But we'd never tell him, "Don't kill." We would never tell him, "Go kill." We would say, "Don't kill." How come? So it says, if he has the peace of mind to ask a shaila, he is not a kanoi. So who's a kanoi? Someone who is so zealous. He just cannot go on living. He sees a chilul Hashem and just can't stand it. If he hasn't lost it totally, if he still has enough of his brain to ask a shaila, he's not a kanoi. He is not worthy of fulfilling this halacha. Remember, the courts would not kill for this offense. This is an act of kanos. Where do you find the halachas of being a kanoi? There's a problem. You can't find them in the Shulchan Aruch. Because anyone who's a kanoi because the Shulchan Aruch told him so is not a kanoi. Free for all? That's anarchy. Anytime you really think that something's a chilul Hashem, you go kill? So where are we going to find the rules? There's another one, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says later we know that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi appears later in history. And Eliyahu HaNavi is there screaming at the kings. Brings famine. And he tells Hashem, Kano Kinesi. I was the zealot then and I am the zealot today. Says the Medrash. In reaction to that came the next commandment to Eliyahu HaNavi. And what was that? Come up to heaven. And there came a chariot of fire with horses of fire and took him up to heaven. And Hashem tells him, you were the Kanoi then and you're the Kanoi now. Your time has come to come up. The Yerushalmis joke about this one. But the message is profound and real. It's hard to understand that that really is what's going on with Eliyahu HaNavi. But what they say is, the first time you did it, you stood up to the Chilul Hashem. The second time you did it, you stood up to the Chilul Hashem. Now you're becoming a Kanoi. It's becoming your personality. It's a joke that your Yerushalmis say. Now you're dangerous. The idea is very simple. There are natural zealots. There are people that live to find scandals. There are people that live to fight something. They'll look for a cause. They need a cause. It's in the personality. Another Yerushalmi story, they tell this of the Briska Rav. He was explaining the difference between the Kanoim that he respected and the ones that he had a hard time with. And he said that, you know, there are times that we have to go and exterminate our homes to make sure that there are no mice. Cats also do that. Cats run after the mice too. What's the difference between the exterminator and the cat? And he used to say, when you try to exterminate to get rid of the mice, it's because you don't want mice. The cat wants mice. The cat's looking for mice. So the Briska Rav used to say there are people that are kanoim because the time calls for it. And there are people that are kanoim by nature and they'll find something to be zealous about. The second one, they're not the ones that these halachas were said for. Jews are activists. Activism doesn't mean that you have to be involved in fighting for something or you feel dull. You're bored, life's uneventful. Activist to the Jew means that if there's something that really bothers us, we do something about it. And that's a kanoi. What would we prefer doing? Not have causes and not have to fight anything and work on our Torah and Avoda, grow close to Hashem. raise their families. We're not looking to fight. That's not what keeps us going. But there are things that bother us. It's the issue that bothers one. When you look around Klal Yisrael today, there are lots of different activists in all the different kinds of Jewish communities. Even if you walk around the neighborhood here and read the signs, there's a group of Ma'orim that's dealing with Tznius, and another one with Kashrus, and another one with Chinuch, and another one with general Hashkafa. Everyone is convinced that their issue is what is being Ma'akev the Geula. If all Jews would only follow them, Mashiach would be here. They're convinced. And who's right? All the issues are right. Which is the most important? You've got to use your common sense and figure that out. You've got to use your common sense to know what issues that exist are issues that you get worked up over, and what issues are there where if you have something constructive to say, you do, and if not, you don't. How do you know? Klal Yisrael was always like that. Everyone always had their things. I look back to the building of Orthodox society in America. There are several big names that stand out. Rav Aaron Cutler built the yeshiva world, without question. Truth is, it wasn't limited to America. After the Holocaust, it was he who rebuilt the yeshiva world. And everyone knows. Then there are the people who brought kashrus to America. And how about the man that came up with the idea of a shot in his laboratory and made that his issue? When peddling from yeshiva to yeshiva trying to convince people, the dramatic advertisements of the day. I remember there was a drawing of a piece of treif, and then a big thing there, you wouldn't dare eat this, so how do you wear a suit that may be shatnez? They're both Isurim Doraisa. There were people that built mikvahs. Back in Europe, the Chafetz Chaim was fighting all the causes. What he's most identified with, though, was when he single-handedly took on Lashon Hara. He saw that as the issue of the day. Yeah, and there are Jews in different countries that two generations later, three generations later, did the same kind of thing following the Chafetz Chaim. Everyone's got their thing. And they're all right. And most of them are not kanoim by personality. Parshas Lech Lecha, I believe I said it over, if not this year, maybe previously. The Sfas Emes brings a Zohar. The Sfas Emes is coming to answer the Kasha of Lech Lecha. The Parsha begins with Hashem's prophecy to Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha. It doesn't say a word about what Avram Avinu was like before that. We don't read that there was this tzaddik named Avram Avinu He did a lot of chesed, and then one day Hashem came to him and said, Lech Lecha. We read that he was born, we read a little about the family and their travels. Says the Sfas Emes, the Zohar writes, that Hashem was saying Lech Lecha to everybody. There was a bas kol, a voice from heaven coming out and saying Lech Lecha. The greatness of Avraham Avinu was the fact that he heard it when no one else did. There are so many issues that are screaming. Klal Yisrael has to be changed. The whole of Klal Yisrael, the communities within Klal Yisrael, communities that we're part of, there's so many issues. Every one of them is screaming. They're screaming Chilul Hashem. Every one of us has a neshama that's slightly different from everyone else's. Although they all come from the same place, each one is another little piece of it. That Chilul Hashem screams out, it screams to everybody. But everybody hears different things. The proper place for the kanoi is when he hears the Lech Lecha, when he hears the Chilul Hashem, when he hears that need and he says, no, this can't continue. We don't look for them. In this day and age, you don't have to look. In this day and age, it's just there. The kanoi in every one of us, at one point or another, is going to feel in a very deep way, there's something terribly wrong. And the thing to do then is not to ignore. The thing to do then is the kanoim pogimbo, the appropriate one for the situation. One person's kanos was to build a yeshiva, and another person's kanos was to build a cheder, and another person's kanos was to build a mikvah. Another person's kanos was to knock on doors and invite people to shiurim. That is today's kanos. The kanoi is not necessarily the one who kills. That doesn't get you very far today. Today's kanoim are the ones who build. Today's kanoim are the ones who build in answer to that, the piercing pain of whatever it is that's getting to them. You have to tune in and not push it off. How do you go about it? Even though you lose your mind, you've got to do it effectively. You have to build yourself so you'll be successful. Whatever it is that you feel your issue is, whatever you feel it is that bothers you about Klal Yisrael, that bothers you about the lack of Kvod Shamayim within the community, outside the community, whatever it is, allow that to build. Let your feelings build, grow. And do whatever you have to prepare yourself. And at the right time, in the right way, go do your act of kanos. Bring Kvod Shamayim to the Jewish nation. and be zocha to eternal peace. Lo lazaro achrov, for generations to come. The one who stands up for Kvod Shemayim wins not only for himself, but for all of eternity. That Hashem will repay him for it. His family is on a different level. There's a special hashkacha. He has stood up for Kvod Shemayim. May Hashem send the days where there won't be any need for kanoz. Because Jews are not kanoim. We're gentle, caring people. So we're rachmonim, baishonim, and gomlei chasodim. Kanoas is not one of the traits of a Jew. On the contrary, it goes against us. But until that day, hear the issue. Let the emotions build. And then stand up for Kvod Shemayim in the way you can best.